This is KMUW, Wichita Public Radio. 25 years ago, thousands of people came to the Summer of Mercy abortion protests in Wichita. This week, Operation Save America is back in the city to demonstrate, pray, and to stop abortions. KMUW's Eileen LeBlanc has more.
It was a hot summer then, too. It was hot. Tempers rose. Chants changed from beliefs to accusations. Shouting took the place of talking. And soon the city was polarized. In 1991, Bob Knight was the mayor of Wichita.
I can't recall anything even approaching the divisions that was caused by the subject. And I was expected to be impartial in the way the city operated, even within the structure of the city. You know, you had deeply divided opinions. It was a perfect picture of a community pulling apart.
There were three clinics which provided abortions at that time, but the epicenter for the protests was on Kellogg, Dr. George Tiller's clinic. Tiller was one of a handful of doctors in the country who performed late-term abortions, those in the third trimester. Post-viability, he called them. Every day, the protesters were outside of his clinic, blocking the entrance, laying in front of cars, chaining themselves to the gate. 2,600 people were arrested, and Wichitans turned against each other.
That summer, you know, emotions just ran high.
Julie Burkhart was there. She's now the director of South Wind Women's Center on Kellogg, in the same building as Dr. Tiller's clinic.
I can't tell you how many arguments I witnessed between family members, friends, and I'm not saying my family or friends, but just, you know, out in public. I mean, it really tore people apart, you know, families, friendships. I mean, it really pitted people against each other.
10 years later, they came back, joining again with local churches and groups. Counter-protest counters back tit for tat.
Baby killers, go away! Baby killers!
And then in 2009, a man who had been associated with the anti-abortion movement, Scott Roeder, walked into the Reformation Lutheran Church. Dr. Tiller was an usher that day. Gary Heppner went out to the lobby where Tiller was to get a donut.
So where did Roeder come from?
He came out of a side door, and I looked up, and I kind of looked over George's shoulder, and I seen this guy, and he'd been in there before. Within seconds, I seen something out of my left eye, my peripheral vision, and it was him coming up and putting the gun right up to George's head and shooting him at that point.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Dr. Tiller was dead. His clinic was closed until 2 years ago when Julie Burkhart opened it again. Kansas passed a law prohibiting abortions after 21.6 weeks, and today, 25 years since the first Summer of Mercy, it's hot. They're back again, called Operation Save America, led by Reverend Rusty Thomas.
But listen, Wichita, and I'm just going to be honest with you, we could have gone to many other cities that actually commit a larger volume of murdering the innocent for blood money. But you... And I'm speaking spiritually here, and those who are biblically minded, please bear with me here. Wichita is the heartland of America, the very heart of America. And I don't think it's a coincidence that George Tiller's infamous abortion mill is in Wichita.
But there's something different this time, a sort of everydayness in the air. Julie Burkhart has taken precautions to protect her clinic, herself, her husband, and her daughter. But somehow, it's different than it was.
I mean, I would like to think that people have, you know, especially in this community, have had time to reflect on what happened in 91, 2001, what happened with Dr. Tiller and what led to his assassination.
That's the difference, isn't it?
Well, I hope it's part of the difference, and maybe it's made all the difference. I would like to think that people have grown and evolved in their thinking, and that, you know, this either or thinking has not been so productive for us as a community, as a country. There are lots of shades of gray, and you know, sometimes you have to make the best decision out of a bad situation or a situation that you might not rather be in.
Today on Kellogg, for a little while anyway, there were two people coming and going into the clinic, one street preacher, five legal observers, four policemen, and two protesters, including Dixie Selenke.
Man, you can go next door to a better choice. They'll give you an ultrasound of your baby.
The Christians, the believers, are not coming out like they did in 1991. Apparently, we've fallen asleep again as the body of Christ and as believers and as the church. Where's the church of Wichita, Kansas today? Where are we? We could come out every day. There's enough of us in Wichita.
For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.